time for the Apple Watchcast. The daylight savings bug bites again, this time on the Apple Watch. New fall detection tested by a stunt double, Apple Watch speed tests, and reviews of better day complication, Pong for Apple Watch, and Covery Apple Watch Band. This and a whole lot more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. The Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/Apple Watchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. And I want to give a shout-out and Apple Watchcast thank you to David McFarlane, Tom Claver, Barry Chu, and Tim Miller for becoming patrons of the Apple Watchcast. Thank you for all your support. We really appreciate it. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 255, recorded Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. Your life is about to become more complicated.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You almost didn't make it to the show, but you're here.
Hey.
little bit of traffic. I understand. also joining us is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here live.
Live, yes. You were pre-recorded last week.
I was.
That turned out pretty well.
Yeah, it did all right. You did a good job of editing.
Yeah, not too bad. So I think from now on, you just pre-record your entire...
Well, you did cut out that part where I activated my HomePod.
I did? Did I cut that out?
Yeah, you did. You must have heard it, because I was doing a review for one of those things I can't remember, and I said the magic word, and my HomePod just started playing music and doing all this stuff, and I was like, okay.
Maybe I did cut that out. I kind of edit in my sleep these days. I'm so
you
tired
definitely cut it out.
Okay, good. I'm glad I caught that. So nobody knows that happened.
Well, now they do.
So you got some good news the other day, Vincent, right? Your watch is on its way?
It is indeed. It should be here in a couple of days.
Nice.
Got the email.
We're recording on Tuesday, so you get this on Thursday, which would be October 11th. Now, the Nike, you're getting the Nike version, right?
Yeah, so as soon as you sent me that link that they were available in the stores, mm-hmm. I checked my email and it was on its way as well. So I was like, okay, well, there's no point in going to the store.
Saved you a trip because that Nike version did go on sale this past Friday, and apparently the supplies are pretty limited. And I still don't understand why this version of the Series 4 was not released day one with all the other versions. As we mentioned before, the only difference is the Nike watch faces, and some special bands. Mm-hmm. So, in addition to the Nike sport bands that we're used to, the ones with all the holes, the fluorastomer band with holes in it, they've introduced a new sport loop, I think, that has reflective material in it.
Mm-hmm.
Although some of the reviews I've read, it's not all that reflective. It's not super bright. So which band did you order with yours?
The fuzzy one, the sport band.
The sport band.
Yeah, that loops around, yeah.
Okay, so yours might be reflective.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you can try that out.
Go run in the dark.
Yeah, exactly. See if it glows in the dark.
Do you think, Tom, that maybe Nike said, hey, why don't you set us aside for like 2 weeks just so we can get like this big pop for marketing, right? We can have our own separate announcement, et cetera,
et cetera. I think so. I think you're right about that because, you know, other than the faces and the bands, it's exact same watch as the Series 4. And, you know, why do they need a separate release day? And now they're doing this for the iPhone X, the iPhone XR.
is being released. It wasn't released with the other iPhones. It's going to have its own day coming up next week, I do believe, but or in a week or so. But I think that you're right. That may be a marketing thing, right?
Yeah, it feels that way.
It's more buzz, you know. Hey, they're available. Rather than one big day, they get this way. They get 3 days out of it.
Exactly. But, yeah. I had read in one little article after the event last month that they said, "Hey, there might be another event because they had this watch, they had the other phone." It doesn't look like it's going that way, but someone said, "Hey, maybe they're going to do another small event."
Right, and I think another reason they might do that was there was rumors of new iPads as well.
And the AirPower. Oh no, wait.
AirPods. Yeah, no AirPods. No AirPower. No, we're not getting that. I don't think that's going to happen. You know what? December 28th is my prediction.
Okay. Overnight shipping, right?
Yeah, it's still within the year. They make good on their promise, but or it never ships this year, and we just never hear about it ever again. That is the charger that we shall not speak its name, right?
That's so depressing.
Mentioned again. It is.
Yeah.
So I was excited about that. I thought, man, that's a whole new world for wireless, that Apple's making everything that way. But
But definitely a question of cost.
I guess so. But I want a giant mat that I put on my desk and put my laptop on it and just charge too, right? That's the AirPower Max.
I just want to walk on charge, and no battery ever discharges. It just charges, you know, virtually from wherever you are.
Constantly. Yeah. And then that isn't going to hurt us at all.
They've proven that.
You know, I keep discovering new things about watchOS 5 and the new Series 4 watch, and I think we should probably do another tips episode, maybe next week. Vincent, you will have had the watch for maybe a few days, so we'll at least get your first impressions going from a Series 0 to this new watch, which I haven't heard anybody talk about yet. I can't wait to see your reaction to a lot of this.
Well, I did play with. I did go to the Apple Store this weekend and checked out the Max. I have to admit, I was for work, went to the mall to find a Microsoft all-in-one PC for our trade shows, but the Apple Store was next door, so I went and checked out the phones. Which is amazing, by the way, Tom. I think you probably convinced me to get the Max, because that thing is beautiful.
Yeah,
it is. Huge.
That seems to be it is, but you know what? It's not really any bigger than the Plus.
Yeah,
was.
But there's so much screen on there. It's amazing,
right?
Compared to like the existing phone, you can't really tell anything different between the X and the XS. But like the Max, yeah, that's like I'm reconsidering now.
Yeah, and what do you think? I mean, too big to fit in your pocket? Is it? I think it's definitely a two-handed phone, though, right? It takes two hands to use it.
I can see that's
a big shift, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, on the phones that had the home button, there was a little tip you could double tap the home button and the screen moved down if you wanted to use your thumb to get to the top of the screen.
Yeah.
Can you still do that in the XS? I haven't Googled it. Can you still do that with the XS? How do you do that?
Yeah, that's an OS thing, right?
Yeah, it should be under accessibility. I think like a double tap to bring it down.
I accidentally do it all the time on my iPhone 10. So,
do you really?
Oh yeah,
I got to learn how to do that because I used it all the time, and now I'm like, oh, my thumb's not long enough to go to the top.
No, it won't be. Yeah, you've had the Max for a couple weeks now, right?
Well, I didn't get the Max. I just got the regular one.
Oh, that's right. You got the 10S.
Mm-hmm. I'm maybe regretting it a little bit, but not a lot. I'm like, yeah, I wish I'd had it, but this one is such an upgrade from the 7. You know, I can't complain.
They have a return policy. You're within the time. If you want to go back, you trade it in. Mm. You can do it.
Oh man, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you're within. You're like, you know, this screen just isn't big enough for me.
That's right.
I need a bigger screen. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to switch it out for you.
Yeah, probably, because they get another sale, right? Because the return would come, but you still got the sale.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And they want you to be happy. So. Yeah.
They do.
So, but, yeah. So I did check out the watches a little bit. I mean, it was like two people deep in the table where you can actually interface with them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty big crowd around the watches there. But I did pick up the one, the silver with the holes, the white one. That looks pretty slick with edge to edge. Yeah.
It is. I have, that's what I have, the silver aluminum.
With the Nike series band?
No, I have a sport loop. I think it's called sand or coral. I'm not sure which one. It's a very light gray with white adapters.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds great. White adapters. Wow.
Yeah, the adapters are white. They may be gray, but they're pretty light. Mm. It's a very light gray. Mm. It matches beautifully.
Almost pastel. Sounds like it could be a pastel one.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lighter it's one of the lightest versions of a band I've worn in the watch. So I'm just loving it. Absolutely loving it. All right, let's see what else happened this week. Now this story just happened. I just noticed this today. So I don't think I put it in our show notes for the show, guys. Sorry about this, but it's a real brief story. Apparently there's a new watch, OS 5.1 beta 3 has been released. And unfortunately, the Apple Watch ECG app is not there yet. So that means we have to wait even longer because it's going to show up in the beta first, more than likely, in the beta version of the OS. And I think the beta releases run at least 2 to 3 weeks ahead of the normal release, and maybe longer. So we've got a bit of a wait on our hands. I'm guessing it's going to be end of the month or November before we see this app.
Okay.
Don't get your hopes up for that just yet. and then the other big story that happened this week with the Apple Watch Series 4 really affected any of our listeners who live in Australia, that there were some Apple Watch Series 4 models were repeatedly crashing and rebooting due to daylight savings time bug. Okay. Yep. So that date, that happened in Australia. So a bug with the complication, it's on the new infograph face on the series. This is only affects the series 4 because the infograph
face
is not available in the others. Actually, it's a specific. It's the large activity complication on the infograph modular face. And apparently it's not handling the loss of an hour very elegantly. Instead, it causes the entire device to crash and reboot, which puts someone in a very vicious loop. Because every time it reboots, it immediately discovers the problem and crashes again. So it apparently it's very difficult to do until the watch just runs out of power. It'll just keep rebooting. I think some people have said if they go into the Apple Watch app on the phone and change it, but I don't think you have enough time. I think by the time this thing launches, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's on the face that's on the watch, it's going to immediately kick in. Mm-hmm. So now the good news is it's over. Okay, the time has run out on it, and it's done. So it's not happening anymore. But you had some very frustrated users, and hopefully Apple will fix this bug going forward, so it doesn't happen with other countries with the change in daylight savings time. So this is a daylight savings time bug. Now this is not the first time this has happened with Apple.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't it happen a couple years ago?
Yes, they did on the iPhone, I do believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So Apple and daylight savings time don't get along, and I don't know why.
we just ought to just get rid of daylight savings time and just help Apple out.
Well, yeah, that would be one way to do it. But apparently that is kind of a trend, if you will. Different countries are starting to do that, but it's going to be a while, I think, before
I learned something. Being the ignorant person I am, I didn't know that Australia had daylight savings time. I thought that was a USA thing. So I learned something this week.
Yeah. I also learned that Europe is one of the countries that will probably be switching it off.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So that's one of the largest Western countries that will be doing that over there. So,
we'll find out on November 4th for us, right?
Is that the date? Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they get it fixed by then. I hope.
They're running out of time.
Here's a frantically working on it. If you have an Apple Watch Series 4, make sure you have a different face set for that day.
There you go.
Just so it doesn't happen.
Your November 3rd face.
Just turn on the simple face for the day, right?
Well, you know,
nothing but the time.
2 weeks ago, I was dissing the Infogram face a little bit because it was too much stuff on it. Guess which face I've fallen in love with?
Yeah, I knew it. That's the one I have on right now.
It's easy. Yeah, me too.
It's real easy. Vincent, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Okay, what else this week? Students can now use their iPhone and Apple Watch as a campus ID.
Very cool.
So this is at three different universities. University of Alabama, Duke University, and University of Oklahoma. So I guess this is done through the Wallet app, right? Mm-hmm. With iOS 12. And apparently this is going to be rolling out to other universities here shortly. But that's nice. It gives them access to campus facilities like the dorms, the libraries, gyms, dining halls, all that kind of stuff.
Very cool. They must have the infrastructure put in then. Can't they use the ID would also be applied to maybe spending money. You know, when the parents put money on their student ID and then you can use that money?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. In this article, it says pay for goods and services such as bookstore supplies, laundry, meals. Yeah.
Nice.
It just works like Apple Pay. What transit?
I'm going to design a new app.
Okay.
And it's going to be request money, Dad. So all you have to do, maybe you already have it. It's called walkie talkie. Just press and say, I need $100, Dad. And then, you know.
Yeah. And then you just turn that walkie talkie feature off. I can't hear you. But yeah, that's interesting. Now, we had a question from a listener, I think it was last week, about the using this type of feature to unlock security access at companies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if we even answered the question for him, but I know Apple uses it in their campus, and I think there's some other companies that can utilize that. But is it done through a specific app? Does it have to be written for the company? I think it does.
Mm-hmm. Sound like it would.
Yeah, but it's nice that it's available and they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a matter of time before your phone or your watch will be opening many doors at different companies. It's just going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It just makes it so easy. I'm also, let's see, because that was such a pain. I worked at a company that had multiple floors. So instead of taking the elevator, I would take the stairs, right? Get a little exercise. However, every doorway to the stairs required the access key that I had to have with me. And if I was in a hurry and forgot it, I couldn't, you know, you have to stop, go back to your desk, get it, come, you know, it was a hassle. But I would, in that type of situation, having just waving your watch in front of it would be just amazing.
Yeah, I literally did that today. I took a different car to work and left my badge in a separate car, had to turn back. It was just like,
there you go.
Yeah. The parking garage, that would have helped.
Yeah. I went, we're still on the road and we stopped for lunch and I ran into a little fast food place and started to place my order. You ever done this? I got halfway, all the way through the order, and I realized I left my wallet in the car. So I had to say, first thing I said was, do you take Apple Pay? And they didn't. So I had to go back out, get the wallet, come back. I'm like, if only, right?
Yeah.
1995.
I know. Let's see, what else did I mark as happening this week? It was a really interesting article about how Apple learned to detect the falls using data from real human mishaps. Now, this is for the fall detection feature on the Apple Watch Series 4. And they went into what did they use? They used Apple employees and family of Apple employees. They also used, they were using customized software in a movement disorder clinic an assisted living facility and friends and family of Apple employees. Mm-hmm. So that was the study they did. It was more than 2,500 people and included more than 250,000 days of data.
Wow.
So that's how they figured out how to make that work. And, you know, now that it's out in the wild with everybody, they're getting probably even more data. So hopefully they'll just improve it from here. But apparently it works mm-hmm. pretty well already. But interesting article. I'll put a link in the show notes. This is from actually from Popular Science. Wrote an article about this.
They did not push anyone over.
Running to the food line. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
I just say I say this a lot, and it's maybe a broken record, but these are the kind of things that set this watch apart from the competition. These studies and the amount of data they use yes. and the focus they have on this.
So true. Fitbit and places like that, if they do, they're not publicizing it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've not heard of anyone else doing anything quite like that.
They're just going to lock all those devices out of the entire medical industry with the things they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, this article goes into detail about the accelerometer, the gyro, mm-hmm. all the way it works, you know, the G-forces, all the stuff that makes it work, the rotation of your hand in the X and Y plane. I mean, yeah, there's, you know, the stuff you learned in school.
Yeah.
In math class, geometry, all that, physics, all that stuff. Yeah, this is what you do with it. It would be to create this app.
And if you, that's very true. If you crack the watch when you fall, it'll call Apple Care for you.
Well, that's, that would be nice, if only. I tell you, I'm still babying this thing.
I've banged mine twice.
Oh,
I have banged my two times really hard. Nothing. No scratch. Nothing. Not a nick.
Wow.
I hit it. It was like in the corner of it, and I thought mm-hmm. there was a scratch on the case.
Mm. Mm.
But after some aggressive polishing, it's gone. So, yeah, I was lucky. Now, speaking of fall detection, there's another great article. I'll put a link in the show notes too. It's a nice video that was done for Wall Street Journal. Joanna Stern, she's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, a tech columnist, and she used the assistance of a Hollywood stunt double to test the fall detection. So you got to watch this video. It's kind of neat.
It's hilarious.
But what they did. So you've actually had a person who falls professionally test it out.
Yeah.
As you say, don't try this at home. We mean it. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then the last thing I want to talk about is I'll put another link in the show notes. There'll be a lot on this one. Is a video someone did. This was iPhone in Canada is the name of the website. I don't know why. A new video with a speed comparison of every Apple Watch model, which mm-hmm. is very interesting to see load times for different things like the remote camera, all kinds of stuff, even just booting up. Check that out if you get a chance. By far, the Series 4 just blows everything away.
Vincent, you're going to go from a 5-minute boot up to a 50-second boot up.
I don't boot up. I just leave it up.
You don't want to restart it.
Yeah.
You know, that was always my complaint about the Apple Watch is how long it took to restart when other devices that Apple makes boot up so much faster. Why is this the slowest one? But they really improved that with the Series 4. So they must listen.
That was a great video. I recommend anyone listening to watch it because it's very well done. And you're like, wow, I actually waited that long for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, what was surprising to me was how quick the Series 1 was.
It had nice upgrades from the Zero.
Yeah, but I mean, it almost beat the 2 and 3 in some of those.
It did. It didn't in a couple of those things. It did. It actually beat them at least once or twice in a couple of those demos.
Right, which I thought was interesting. But anyway, it was odd. Vincent, going from a Zero to the 4, this would be an interesting video for you to look at what you have coming in a couple of days.
Very cool.
A buggy whip to a Ferrari.
Kinda. Anything else to mention in the news? I think that was really it this past week. We got a few, we have some listener feedback to go through, and then I think we'll do some quick app reviews as well. I'm going to start here with, I found this, I don't remember where I found a link to this or whatever. This is one of those things that just pops up that's really cool when you discover it. And it's something I never really thought about. It's called Better Day. It's a complication for your watch, okay? Mm-hmm. It's by a company called Panchromatic. And so, again, this app is something I kind of see this as a great new trend for the Apple Watch, and that is an app that is designed mainly to be used as a complication. That's all it's really for. So this app makes the calendar on your watch much more useful. Right now, you only have calendar and day as complications, which when you tap on them, it brings up your events. Okay, not an actual calendar. It brings up your events, which is helpful. But there are times when you want to actually see a calendar. So this app gives you a three-year calendar that you can scroll through on your watch.
Good Lord.
And it offers a lot of options on how its complications are viewed. So I went through the list, and you set this up through the app on your phone. You choose, you know, the type of watch face, and you choose how you want the complication to look, all that sort of stuff. Now, the different faces that they offer it for are, and there's quite a list here, the modular, the infograph modular, utility, photo, simple, motion, chronograph, numerals, color, activity analog, activity digital, Siri, and extra large watch faces. Okay, that's a lot of different faces that you can put this on. Now, there's a lot of interesting ways to display the complications, including the new corner complications for the Series 4 infograph faces. So you can choose how simple or complex the complication will be, and on certain ones, you can change the colors as well. So when you tap the complication, it displays a full month calendar that you can scroll through with the crown. So you can just go month to month to month for the entire year. If you swipe right, you will see the previous year, and you can scroll through that. If you swipe left, you get the next year. So that's three total years of calendars on your watch. Very, very useful. If you force press, it will bring up the option to jump to the current day. So if you've been messing around looking at what's going on next year or whatever, you can instantly jump back to today's calendar for this current month. Now, the only thing it doesn't do is show you your events, but there's other ways to see that with different complications in your watch. Now, the app is $1.99, and I love the way it integrates into the watch faces of the Series 4. They did a great job with this, and they don't really leave anyone out because it also works with any watch that works with OS 5. Okay, so sorry, Vincent, you can't put it on your current watch. In a couple of days, you can use it. But another great thing, and I don't know if this is just with the Series 4 because of the speed, but when I change a feature on the of the complication on the phone, like I choose how it looks, it instantly shows up on the watch. In other words, I tap the change on my phone, I raise my wrist, and it's there. And I don't remember being that quick before. But anyway, check it out. It's called Better Days, and I'll put a link in the show notes for it.
Does sound good, especially if I want to manage 3 years of my life. But that does sound pretty neat.
Yeah, it's looking at the complications is what is so much fun with this is how they've had a lot of fun with how they display them. I mean, you can view the month as a ring, and it will put a circle or a dot where you are in the month.
That's cool.
If it's near the end or the middle, you know, quick glance kind of stuff.
Very nice.
Yeah, very, very, very graphic. I love the way they did it. Anyway, Chris, what do you got for us?
Well, Tom, I'm going to review an app called Pong. If you remember, probably a year or even further back, we reviewed a tiny game of Pong.
Yes.
This, I believe, is actually the Pong generation. So it's just called Pong. And, you know, I downloaded it to kind of compare the two games. And a tiny game of Pong is a vertical game. It goes up and down, and using the crown, you go side to side with the paddles. and it moves pretty quick. If you've ever tried to play that game, it moves quicker. And my beef with that game was, is I'm like, I hit the little moving cursor thing, the pong button. Oh. I hit it, and it seemed like I missed it, right? I was like, that game always got me a little irked at that. But I did like the game, and it moves really fast, and you're like, hey, how good can I get at this? I think my record's like 30 consecutive hits. The game Pong is horizontal, and it kind of looks more like the original game. And if a tiny game of Pong moves fast, the game of Pong moves really slow. So it is like watching a plant grow. I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for the little cursor to get to me. I just hit it. Okay, great. Okay. What can I go do now? I can go get a cup of coffee. It does slowly accelerate, but it's really slow. And really, all you have is the score in the upper left-hand corner. It keeps track of the score. The big thing too, I think, a tiny game of Pong, the other side never missed, right? And it was up to you just to keep returning. That's what made it hard. This game is really Pong. The computer actually misses sometimes. And you're like, man, how could you miss that thing going so slow? But it does. Now it also keeps the time on there. So if you want to see, you know, your watch time is on there. I'm not really sure if you need that or not, but it's on the watch face. And there's a dotted, vertical line down the center of the screen, right. But it's a fun game. I actually liked it a little better, because you can be a little more competitive. And if you play for 3 or 4 minutes, it does start to move, faster. So it's a little more acceptable and you don't feel like you're falling asleep, but it's just called Pong. And, you know, it's the same kind of game as a tiny game of Pong, but there's enough nuances that make it different.
It's yeah, that's amazing how slow you say it is, because you almost want to hit it and then you want to set up a notification and reminder on your watch to continue to play.
It is, but there's no miss hits with the paddle. If the little moving cursor, you hit it, and like I said, tiny game of Pong, I'm like I hit that thing and it, you know, it killed my life, right? So it didn't count. So I do like that better.
So is this like for meditation, kind of slow you down?
It can be.
Yeah, make it take it easy, take a deep breath, move a little slower. I love it. Okay, it's called Pong for Apple Watch. Is that right?
Just called Pong for Apple Watch. Yes.
Nice.
There it is.
All right, Vincent, what do you got?
I have a watch band, and it's been a while since I've actually picked up one up. It just happened to be flipping through the news, and I think 9to5Mac or somebody was basically posting a sale, 50% off this leather band. It's made by Covery, Covery, genuine high quality leather band, and it comes in a variety of colors, 7 of them to be exact. So space gray with like the brown backing, gray, Bordeaux, white leather, which is kind of cool. Black, dark blue, and then a gray on gray. And that's the one I picked up. Super light. It's well made. It's got, you know, the stitching that you would expect around on a leather band. It goes all the way around. It's done pretty well. In some of those, you can get some bad stitching at some cases. Also the lugs. I got the space gray lug with the space gray band. And honestly, this is like in a long time, I've never seen the space gray actually match the body of the watch. So it's pretty unique.
Really?
that it did that. Like a buffoon, somehow when I tried to put the band on the first time, I had it reversed. You know how you have like the lug part and it just slid right out, and I'm like,
I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute, did I get it? And then it turns out to be just a user error. You know, so there's that. Some of the bands have some nice texture and feel on them. This one is it's a little bit smoother. It's a little large for my kind of skinny wrists. It has 10 holes, and I'm using the second to the last one. And it has two loops that allow you to kind of move it back and forth. The buckle is not flared out. It's kind of in line, so it's nice and smooth. I like that. And the cool thing about this watch is it comes with an 18-month warranty. So if there's anything wrong with it in 18 months, I get to return it for a free replacement.
Nice.
So that's nice. So all their different colors and bands essentially range from $999 to $1,199. And yeah, I guess you just keep an eye out for deals. I got mine for 50% off. So $5.
Wow.
For a leather band. And it was nice. Pretty awesome.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. Holy moly.
Came quickly. Nice little orange box. Nice packaging. And pleasantly surprised.
Nice. Did you have to pay shipping on that?
Nope. All Prime. All done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. They can't beat that. You can't beat that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just too good to be true. But it is. Cool. All right. It's called, what's it called again?
Covery. C-O-V-E-R-Y. And you can get it on Amazon.
Okay. I'll put a link in the show notes to that as well. All right. Time for some listener feedback here. The first one is from Robert in San Diego. Now, this is going to actually, it's a mini review, okay? App reviews, if you will. And it's for the Apple Podcast app for the watch. So Robert says, hi, guys. I recently installed OS 5 on my stainless Series 3 LTE watch and tried out the new Apple Podcast watch app and the Overcast watch app. I used Overcast for many years and I really liked the app, but after getting my LTE Apple Watch, I needed to use a podcast app that would work with only my watch while I was working out. I had to deal with the clunky and slow manual podcast downloads to my watch using third-party watch apps such as Outcast. But now, all of that has changed with the Apple Podcast Watch app. That's hard to say, by the way. Clearly. New podcast episodes download to my watch automatically at night when my watch is charging. The watch player works well with paired Bluetooth earbuds, and the podcasts automatically delete from the watch after I listen to them. The playback progress also syncs with all of my iPads. I wish I had this app a year ago when I got my Series 3 watch. Yeah, we all wish that we had it sooner. It says, I also tried out the new Overcast watch app and found that it did not work nearly as good as the Apple Podcast app. I couldn't get the podcast episodes to download to the watch unless the watch and iPhone Overcast apps were actively running on the screens. Once the podcast episode was downloaded, the player on the watch worked well, but didn't have the ability to change the playback speed like the Apple Podcast app can do. I hope you guys enjoy your new Series 4 watches. Robert, thanks for that little mini review there, Robert. That's great, because I honestly have not had an opportunity to really test out the podcast app. So I'm glad you were able to do that. I will check it out as well, and maybe both of you can too, and we'll update this at a later date. But that's good to hear. And that's kind of what I was afraid of, was when Apple came out with this, that the third-party apps were going to look like less of an app in comparison. And it looks like it's already doing a bit of that. All right. Next here is Jason. This was from Facebook. Jason says, ever since the latest update to iPhone 10 and Apple Watch over this last weekend, the Now Playing feature and the Apple Watch no longer shows when I play Spotify, so I can no longer control the app from my watch. Known issue, any ideas? Not sure. I have a confession to make. I don't really use Spotify. I don't have a lot of experience with that. What you might want to do, Jason, is go to the... Well, he's saying it's the Now Playing. You might want to go to the Spotify app in iTunes. Look at the reviews and see if anybody, look at the most recent ones and see if anybody else is having this issue. It may be something to do with Spotify. The other thing I would suggest is uninstall, reinstall the app on both your phone and your watch. Give that a shot. See if it see if it then works. If not, yeah, there may be something broken there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't doubt it that perhaps this update killed that feature from the Spotify. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyway, that's my best recommendation. You guys have any other thoughts on that?
Not really.
I don't, Tom. Yeah. I think.
Okay. Since none of us use Spotify, we're kind of at a loss. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Jason. But and if anybody out there listening has, let us know too. And again, we do want to thank you for all of your emails and comments. We do love to get them, and we try to answer them, I promise, here on the show, especially audio comments. I haven't gotten one in a while. If you want to send an audio comment, we'll actually play it here on the show. So anyway, send us your questions to comments@applewatchcast.com, and we'll try to read them here on the show. Anything else before we keep changing the complications on our watch faces until we get just the right ones? Sorry, Vincent, you can't do that quite yet.
yeah, I was just saying.
It does take time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, Tom, it does take time to kind of figure out what 8 complications you want to put on the infograph and how you want it to look. So you have to make 2 faces because you can't really decide.
I've done that.
I've done it too. In fact, I have 2.
And I've got a couple of tips, and I'll save that for next week using the complications.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Things that I didn't know that I discovered just playing around with them. But so Vincent, until then, your life is less complicated, I guess.
There you go.
So enjoy the 2 more days of less complications.
All right.
Your life is going to get complicated here in a minute.
That's right.
yeah, it is. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/applewatchcast. It doesn't cost a lot to subscribe, and it helps us to continue to produce the show. So check it out at patreon.com/applewatchcast. Links to some of the stuff we talk about on the show can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can subscribe to us in iTunes or whatever podcast aggregate player that you love. You can find us there. And if you do go to iTunes, don't forget to post a review. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, like I said, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com, and we'll try to read it here on the show. Look for us and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest. Have a great week. As always, thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.